I have a couple of comments before I begin the message.
在我讲到之前，我有几句话要讲。
I have a new tie.
我有一个新的领带。
This is Mandarin Chinese.
这是用中文。
It says, God loves the world.
神爱世人。
See, I can read Chinese.
你看，我都能读中文。
Thank you, thank you.
谢谢大家。
This was a birthday present for me.
这是一个生日礼物。
And so I love the cross that shows and the Chinese underneath.
我就让十字架显出来，中文是在里面藏着。
Another quick comment is that after service today, Colleen and I will be leaving.
再一个要讲的是，我们敬拜完之后，我跟 Colleen 我太太要很快离开。
There's an organization called Navigators.
有一个机构叫做导航会。
For many years, they have worked with college students and the armed forces bases.Leading people to Christ and building discipleship.
很多年他们都一直在大学，还有在基地军事基地，在其中传福音，然后来培训他们。
There's a group in Maryland that are in training, and they've asked Colleen to come and lead this afternoon's training session.
在马里兰会就有一组这样的人，今天下午想让我的太太 Colleen 过来帮助来训练。
So our exit.That will come pretty quickly at the end of this service is because we're going to another ministry.
当敬拜完之后，我们要赶快就走，是因为我们要到下边一个服事的地方去。
And we miss the opportunity to sit around the tables and eat with you.
我们就没有办法跟大家一块坐在一起一块吃饭了。
And let me see, there was one other comment. What was it?
还有一句话，我还想说一句，到底要说什么
？You should remember.
Well, anyway. 应该记得。
Oh, extremely important.
非常重要。
You folks have been so generous.
你们大家真的是非常的慷慨。
You have given so liberally and freely to the ministry that we're involved in, both in India and across the United States.
你们已经是为我们在印度还有在美国所有的这些服事的我们的服事的这些机会给了很多的奉献。
I want to thank you as a congregation for being committed to us.
我们因着你们自己作为一个这样的一个会众来为我们如此的帮助我们谢谢你们。
And I want to thank many of you individually who have made contributions to that ministry.
我们也特别谢谢你们中间那些个人自己分别能拿出奉献来奉献给我们这个服事。
You bless us.
你们祝福了我们。
And we thank you.
我们谢谢你。
This morning I want us to look at 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, just reading verses 3 and 4.
今天早上我想请大家一块来看哥林多后书第一章只读三节到四节。
Listen to the word of God.
让我们来听主的话语。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles.So we can comfort those in trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
Let's pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Almighty God, we long to hear from you.
全能的神，我们真的是渴慕来听到你的声音。
May the Holy Spirit be our teacher today.
愿你的圣灵今天成为我们的老师。
And what we hear may be used of Him to guide and lead us in our Christian walk.
我们今天所听到的可以来用我们能够成为我们自己基督徒生命中间的这个导师。
We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
About two weeks ago, I felt the Lord was showing me that for the next few months, as the Lord gives strength, I want to preach from 2 Corinthians.
大概几个礼拜前，我就感受到神好像向我说，在下面几个月里边，就神要给我力量，让我可以从哥林多后书来中间以这本书来讲道。
It's a wonderful letter from Paul.
这是保罗所写的一个非常好的一封信。
He was very tough on the people in the first letter he wrote.
在第一封信中间，他对那边的人，哥林多的人，非常的强。
Some of the people actually got mad at Paul.
有些人甚至对保罗还生气呢。
And so he comes with this second letter to mend some of the brokenness.
所以第二封信，保罗第二封信就是把以前的有些的这种破碎的关系可以加以修复。
But also to help them in their walk with the Lord.
同时也帮助他们，让他们可以与主同行。
And so it's been over a week that I began to study chapter 1, verse 1 through 11.
花了一个星期，我都一直在学习第一章一节到十一节。
And as I read it, I thought, everybody understands what it means to have trouble.
当我读的时候，我就明白所有的人都应该知道有困难是什么意思。
I would like to ask, is everybody here had a problem or some trouble in their life?
我想问问我们中间有人有没有生活中间有没有什么麻烦或者困难？
If you haven't, you just haven't gotten there yet.
如果你还没有任何的困难，你还没到那个地方去。
It's coming.
很快就来了。
And so I thought,I can preach about comfort in the midst of trouble.
我就觉得我可以在我们这种困难之中，我来讲道，讲这安慰的道。
It's a good biblical and theological theme.
这就是符合圣经的，也是在神学上真的是很好的一个主题。
I had no idea the trouble I was going to face last week.
我当时不知道我自己就要碰到了麻烦。
And I cried out to God for comfort.
我就向神来呼求，我需要安慰。
Some of you here know that I lost my passport with my visa to India.
你们大家知道，你们中间有人知道，我去印度的，我的那个护照，还有上面中间签证，我把那个护照丢了。
When we moved from Delaware to Maryland, we did the move ourselves.
当我们从马里兰搬到从德拉华谷搬到马里兰的时候，我们把我们的护照我们自己在搬家。
Many Christian brothers and sisters came and helped us pack.
很多的基督徒弟兄姐妹来帮助我们把我们东西包装来打包。
And I ran pickup truckloads of stuff back and forth from Delaware to Maryland.
我就去租了一个卡车，从这个德拉华，还有到那个马里兰，来来回回这样子开。
In one of those boxes.
其中有一个箱子。
Yet unpacked.
到现在还没有打开呢。
Is my passport and my visa for India.
是中间有我的护照还有签证就去印度的这个东西。
So I went to Philadelphia to get a new passport.
结果我就来费城重新拿到护重新领得了个护照。
No trouble.
没有任何的问题。
Actually got the passport in about 3 hours.
基本上在三个小时就拿到我护照了。
Gave them the application at noon, picked up my passport at 3 o'clock.
在中午把我的申请交上去，三点钟下午我就拿到护照了。
Then filling out the forms for the visa from the Indian government.
然后就从印度政府，我需要来填表，来填申请表，希望能够拿到签证。
Everything gets sent by express FedEx.
所有都是通过快递的方式送过去。
I need the visa right away.
我需要这个签证，马上就需要。
Not always easy to get.
不是特别容易能拿到的。
They do refuse some.
他有的时候确实拒绝你的签证。
When Colleen got her visa a couple of months ago, they made her sign a paper.
在 Colleen 我太太几个月之前拿到她签证的时候，她必须签一个表。
I think I told you this.
我已经跟大家讲过。
She had to solemnly promise she would not preach or be involved in religious activity while in India.
她必须很严肃地宣告，她在印度的时候不可以讲道，不可以参与任何基督徒的活动。
But I don't plan to leave until next Sunday night.
但是我是到下个礼拜天，我是打算去。
I've got 2 weeks.
我还有两个礼拜。
And then on Friday comes a note in the mail.
结果到礼拜五的时候就有一封信过来。
Your application is incomplete.
说你的申请表不完全。
We must have your last passport.
我们必须有你上一个那个护照。
I don't have a last passport.
但是我没有，我上一个护照不见了。
That's my problem.
这就本来就是我的问题。
But you see, they'd had the applications for almost a week.
他们，你看，他们已经拿着我这个护照已经是有一个礼拜了。
And now we sent explanations they should get tomorrow morning.
我们已经是又给他们发了一些所有的解释，希望他明天早上就能收到。
And the visa may not get here this week.
我们这个签证这个礼拜能不能到？
Lord, I need some comfort.
主啊，我需要一些安慰。
He comforts us in all our trouble.
他在我们一切的患难中安慰我们。
I didn't know how painful last week would be for me.
我不知道上个礼拜对我来讲是多么的痛苦。
You've faced troubles, haven't you?
你也碰到了困难，是不是？
And sometimes in the midst of the trouble,We ask God, where are you?
有的时候在我们的患难之中，我们问神，你在哪里？
We despair or give up because we don't think God is listening to us.
我们绝望甚至放弃，因为我们不相信上帝在听我们。
Sometimes we feel forsaken and lonely.
有的时候我们觉得自己会被抛弃了，我们孤独。
We get tired and then we get depressed.
我们疲倦，然后我们就抑郁。
We begin looking around to see somebody on whom we can blame our trouble.
我们就到处来看，来找一个人，我们可以来把以前的这我们所经历的苦难来抱怨，都放在他身上。
Common in our society today is this effort to always make someone else responsible.
在我们这个国家这个社会现在基本上是想办法让别人来承担我们自己的问题。
Sometimes we even begin to doubt our faith.
甚至有的时候我们都来怀疑我们的信仰。
Colleen and I sat with a missionary friend this past week in Richmond, Virginia.
Colleen, 我们两个人是在上个礼拜在 Richmond, 弗吉尼亚那边跟一个这个宣教士一块儿坐在一起。
We sat with him because he was in India for 9 years and was very successful in church planting.
我们跟他在一起是因为他在印度已经9年，他职堂非常的成功。
In 9 years, hundreds of churches, new churches were planted.
九年下来，成百的教会，新教会就被成立。
And so we sat at the table with him to talk.
所以我们就坐下来，坐在一起，我们就谈话。
And he asked Colleen and me a very interesting question.
他就问 Colleen 还有我一个非常有趣的问题。
He said, "Do you ever come to the place where you doubt your faith?"
他说："你们有没有有那样的一个时刻，你们在怀疑你的信仰这样的时刻？"
He said, "I've been so frustrated."
他说："我就是有的时候特别的气馁。"
We're looking at one of the top missionaries in his denomination.
我们是在其实我们眼睛所看到是在他自己那个宗派中间是非常有名的这样的一个宣教士。
But his wife has a disease that will not allow them to go back to India.
但是他的太太因为身上有病，所以他们无法回到印度。
All kinds of difficulties have been happening.
他出现现在生活中有很多的困难。
What is it, God, that allows your children to have to endure these troubles?
为什么神你会允许你自己的孩子来经历这么多的苦难？
Well, we ought not to be surprised.
但是我们实际上不需要感到惊奇。
In John 16:33,
在约翰福音第16章33节，
Jesus says, in this world, you're going to have trouble.
耶稣说在世上，在这个世上，你们会有苦难。
That's from Jesus.
这是耶稣说的。
Of course, that statement follows his comment that he's going to give us peace.
但这句话之后马上就有他的说他要说的话他要给我们平安。
And then he says, in this world you will have trouble, but I have overcome the world.
但是他接着就这样说在这个世上你有苦难但是我已经胜过世界。
He offers to his followers this confidence that there is victory in Jesus.
他给他自己的门徒是这样的一个信心，在耶稣基督里就有得胜。
And so, troubles we know will come, but Jesus is the victorious Savior who comforts us.
我们知道我们会有困难会有苦难但是耶稣基督是一个得胜的救主他会安慰我们
We cannot begin to read all the passages of scripture that would help us to see this truth
我们没有办法来读所有的经文这个圣经经文让我们来认识这样的一个真理
All through the Old Testament God is revealing himself to his confused and rebellious children with comfort.
在旧约中间所有的这些很多的经文上帝就来彰显特别是对他这些在迷惑之中在这种困难之中的 这样的子民告诉他他就是他们的安慰。
I picked out two verses quickly.
我选了两个经文我们很快看一下。
Psalm 9:9.
诗篇第九章第九节。
God, the Lord is a refuge for those who are oppressed and a stronghold in the times of trouble.
耶和华要做欺压者的庇护所，在患难中的庇护所。
And then in Psalm 46:1,
在诗篇46节第46章第一节。
I hope you know this psalm.
我希望你能够知道这个诗篇。
It would be a comfort in every circumstance if this psalm were committed to memory.
无论你在任何的情况下，如果你把这个诗篇能够背下来，这个对你是极大的安慰。
Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble.
我们一块来读中文，上帝是我们的避难所。是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
So the scripture is clear that God wants to be our comfort when we're going through these troubles of life.
圣经非常的清楚，当我们经过生命中各样苦难的时候，上帝要做我们的安慰。
Well, that's a nice idea, but how does it work?
这听起来是不错，可是这怎么能够实现？
I like some specific things that I can get a hold of rather than just God will comfort you.
我想有一些实实在在的我可以抓得住而不是仅仅就那么一句话上帝会安慰你。
Well, first of all, the comfort of God comes to us through the knowledge of His Word.
首先上帝的安慰能够到我们这里是因着他自己的话语。
Someone who has taken the time to count has so told me there are 3,000 promises in this book, all of which followers of Jesus Christ can claim.
这有人甚至花时间过来数这个圣经，说是有三千个上帝的应许，所有耶稣基督的门徒都可以把它当作他自己的应许。
And as we learn these promises and can go to the Word in the midst of our trouble, we are comforted by His call and offer in our lives.
当我们经历这样苦难的时候，我们可以到圣经那里，可以来到他所给的应许，能够让我们在生命中得到安慰。
Both my wife and I are trained in the field of what we call behavioral science.
我跟我太太两个人都是受过这种行为科学，所谓的行为科学，用这个词来形容的这样的一个学科。
So we have spent a great deal of time in counseling people.
所以我们花很多的时间来辅导人。
And we have discovered that depression is a prevailing problem and trouble, even among Christians.
我们发现这种忧郁、抑郁是一个在很多人中间是很大的一个问题，甚至在基督徒中间都有很多人有如此的挑战。
And if a person is a believer and they're depressed, I take them to the 22nd Psalm.
如果这个人是一个基督徒，他有抑郁，我就让他来读诗篇二十二篇。
I don't know any passage that more clearly shows how a depressed person can move to a place of singing praise to God.
我不知道一个真的是一个有抑郁的这样的人，真的没有比这个诗篇更能够使得他能够从这种抑郁的情况之下能够转向，能够向上帝献上赞美。
Now many of you will recognize these words.
你们很多人可能都对这些字句非常熟悉。
Because they came from the lips of Jesus as he hung on the cross.
因为这是耶稣基督当他在十字架上的时候，他也讲同样的话语。
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from my cries of anguish, my God. I cry out by day, but you don't answer me. By night, but I find no rest.
我们大家一块来读。我的上帝，我的上帝，你为什么离弃我？为什么远离不救我？不听我的呻吟。我的上帝啊，我白日呼求。你不应允我，也不得安宁。
You may never have been depressed to that extreme or degree.
你可能也从来没有得到抑郁到了这种极端的地步。
But there are times when the soul of man has to go through the dark night.
但那有些时刻，当我们人的灵魂必须经过黑夜。
Well, how did this man get out of his depression?
这个人是怎么从他的抑郁中间走出来呢？
Well, if you go on reading in the 22nd Psalm, he says, I know the history of what's happened in the past.
如果你继续读下去，你就会发现他说，我知道在过去所发生事情的历史。
I've heard the message of the prophets.
我听过那些先知他们所传扬的信息。
I don't know that he had all of this written before him.
我不知道他在当时的情况下，这个人是不是这一切的所有的信息都在他面前已经写下来了。
But certainly the word of God was being formulated or put together at that time.
但是神的话语那个时候已经会逐渐的在形成，那个时候他可能已经知道。
And when he goes back to the teachings of the prophets, he says, In you our ancestors put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. So they cried out and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame.
好，我们一块来读中文。他说，我们的祖宗倚靠你，他们倚靠你，你解救他们，他们哀求你。就蒙解救，他们依靠你，就不羞愧。
When I really get depressed,
当我自己有抑郁的时候
，and I tend to being depressed,
我也很容易就有抑郁的情况。
I even take medication to overcome depression.
我甚至要服药可以让我能够不再抑郁。
I can go to the promises of God's word.
我可以到主的话语之中来看他的应许。
And in the promises, I see how faithful God has been to his children in the worst situations.
在这些应许之中，我可以看到，当他自己的儿女在最最糟糕的那种境况之下，上帝是对他们多么的忠实，多么的信实。
And in those painful trials, God came and comforted them.
在他们特别痛苦的磨练之中，上帝到来安慰他们。
That's the continuing story of the Old Testament.
这是旧约中间不停止的、连续的、永恒的这样的故事。
It is the bright and wonderful hope of every Christian in the New Testament.
这就也是给了所有在基督徒在新约中基督徒那样子美妙的盼望。
So God said to Joshua.
所以上帝对约书亚说
I will never leave you nor forsake you.
我不会离弃你，我不会离开你，离弃你。
Jesus said to his disciples,
耶稣就对他的门徒说
I am with you always, even to the end.
我会与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And so, remembering what the word of God says is a powerful source of comfort.
所以牢记主的话语如何说是我们在得到安慰的一个伟大的这样的一个来源。
Now something occurred to me this morning that I want to share with you.
今早上发生一件事情我想跟大家来分享。
You see, it takes us a little over 2 hours to get here.
我们大概要花2个多小时来到这里。
And my wife drives.
当我太太开车的时候
And I pray.
我祷告。
I think about the message.
来想我自己的心要讲的道。
And sometimes I go to sleep.
有的时候我会睡觉。
But I was thinking about this message and thought, some people may think that the comfort immediately takes all of the troubles away.
当我想这信息的时候，有人可能会想到，这个安慰一来，我所有的生命的这个苦难都会没了。
This is not what the first chapter of 2 Corinthians teaches.
这个不是哥林多后书第一章所教导的。
The comfort that comes to us from the Word of God is a comfort that enables us to endure the trouble.
从上帝的话语所来的这个安慰是使得我们可以能够承受，能够在困难之中能够坚忍。
So when we read the word of God, we learn of his faithfulness.
当我们读主的话语的时候，我们就知道他的信实。
We read his promises to us.
我们读的是他给我们的应许。
We read how these troubles teach us much about God.
我们读这些苦难，在这个苦难之中，让我们真的是认识上帝。
And these troubles teach us much about ourselves.
这些所有的这苦难也使得我们自己更认识我们自己。
And as God brings comfort, He is enabling us to grow and mature in our walk with Him.
当神给我们安慰的时候，他就使得我们能够，当我们跟他与他同行，就更加的成熟。
Now, I want you to turn over to the 7th chapter of 2 Corinthians.
我想让大家翻到哥林多后书第二章。
Because comfort comes through knowing the word of God.
因为这个安慰是从我们认识神的话语而来。
Reading the history of God's faithfulness as it's revealed in the scriptures.
来读上帝的这一个他在这个圣经中间所表明他的这个恩典的这个历史。
But comfort also comes in the community.
但是这个安慰同时又是通过我们周围的团体。
Colleen and I met a long time dear friend who has been supportive of our ministry in giving and prayer.
Colleen 和我 也跟另外一个老朋友 相聚在一起，已经是多年他们通过经济通过祷告来支持我们的服事。
She is always a joy to be with.
他永远 跟他 待在一起，实在是都是很开心。
But we hadn't seen each other maybe in 2 years.
我们大概几乎两年都没有见到，都没有见面。
I said, "Where are you worshiping now?"
我说你现在是在哪里敬拜
？She said, "Oh, I don't find any of the worshiping places very attractive to me."
她说啊，我已经不觉得哪个敬拜的地方对我有任何吸引力了。
She said, "I have my own personal prayer and study of the scripture."
我就自己祷告，自己读经。
We were not in a situation where I could talk further with her.
我跟她可惜没有机会可以继续交谈。
Can I tell you what I would have liked to have said to her?
我能不能跟你讲我本来想跟她要说的话呢？
I would have liked to have said, when you are saved, well, it's when you're born anew, you are born into the family of God.
我想跟她讲的话是，当你被拯救的时候，当你刚刚得救恩，当你重生的时候，你是被生到上帝的家里去了。
The scripture says I am grafted into the vine.
圣经说的是我们是被嫁接，是接到上帝的这一个葡萄树上。
I've been adopted into the family.
我们是被领养进到上帝的家里。
And when I go to Corinthians, it says I cannot tell you that I don't need you because we need each other.
在哥林多前书这地，哥林多后书在地上说，我说我不能跟你，哥林多前书我不能说我不需要你，而是我们需要彼此。
Among other things, God has called you to be a community of comfort.
在上帝对你所有其他的呼召之外，上帝也呼召你成为这样的一个团体，一个带有安慰的，彼此安慰的这样的团体。
You see, look in2 Corinthians 7, the sixth verse.
我们看哥林多后书第七章第六节。
But God who comforts the downcast comforted us by the coming of Titus.
我们来看一块来读中文。但那安慰灰心之人的上帝借着提多来安慰了我们。
And then he goes on and says, and not only by his coming,But also by the comfort you had given him, he told us about your longing for me, and your deep sorrow, your ardent concern for me, so that my joy was greater than ever.
其实他下面又接着说，不但借着他来，也借着他从你们所得的安慰，安慰了我们。因为他把你们的思念、你们的哀痛、你们对我的热忱都告诉了我，使我更加欢喜。
And so, Paul is finding in the midst of lots of troubles.
保罗发现自己在很多很多的苦难之中。
And if you read through the end of verse 11, he lists some of those troubles he has had.
如果要是读这个到第十一节，最后第十一节，他写了一些自己所经历的这样的患难。
Troubles in which he despaired of life.
在这个中间，他经历患难，自己甚至都要死掉。
He thought he was going to die.
他以为自己要死了。
But oh, the community came and comforted him.
但是教会来，这个社区过来，来帮助他。
We're called to be a community of comfort to one another.
我们被呼召成为一个这种带有安慰的团体，来安慰彼此。
There was a pastor many years ago who went to visit a man who had not been in worship for several years.
多年前有一个传道人去看另外一个人，已经他那个人也是很多年不去敬拜。
The man welcomed his pastor to come and sit with him and have a cup of tea.
这个人欢迎了他的牧师来到他家里，来跟他一块坐在一起，一块来喝茶。
The weather was cold, so they sat by the fire.
那个天气很冷，所以他们就在壁火旁边这样坐着。
After some friendly talk, the pastor got around to asking him a question.
当他们谈论了一段话之后，这个牧师就问他一个问题。
Why have you decided not to join us in worship?
你为什么决定不跟我们一块来敬拜呢？
You say you're a follower of Jesus.
你说你是耶稣的门徒。
Oh, the man said, Pastor, I don't need to sit there with all those people on Sunday morning.
他说我没有必要跟那帮人主日都要坐在一起。
I read my Bible occasionally.
我偶尔读读圣经。
I pray every now and then.
我时不时祷告。
And I think I can make it okay.
我觉得我会差不多。
They sat there in silence.
他们就安静的那样坐在一起。
The pastor got up and walked over to the fire.
牧师就走过去就到那个壁火旁边。
He took the tongs, the holders, from alongside of the fire.
就在火旁边的那个拿了一个大钳子。
He took one of the burning coals and pulled it out.And set it on the hearth or the edge.
他就拿起其中一个火炭，把它夹出来，放在那个壁炉那个壁台上，灶台上。
The pastor didn't say anything.
这个牧师什么也没讲。
They just sat there and watched.
他们就一块坐在那边看着。
The piece that had been pulled from the fire began to die out.
这个从火中间拿出来的那块炭就开始慢慢就死掉了。
And soon there was no flame.
到最后一点火焰都没有。
And then occasionally just a bit of smoke.
然后会时不时会有一点烟。
The man looked at the pastor and said, I understand.
那个人就看这个牧师说，那我知道你的意思了。
Lifted out of the community of believers.
将你从这些基督徒中间背出来。
You're going to lose your fire.
你就会失去你的生命的火。
Because it's among the brothers and sisters that the comfort of God is offered.
因为只有在这个弟兄姐妹之中，这个上帝的安慰才会到你身上。
Have any of you ever gone through the Bible to read the one another verses one another?
你们有没有在读圣经的时候能彼此这样子来一块来读圣经
？The Bible says, "Love one another."
哦，你有没有看到在这个圣经中间读到那种说到彼此这样的经文？圣经说你们要彼此相爱。
The Bible says, "Support one another."
圣经说你们要彼此支持。
The Bible says, "Encourage one another."
圣经说你们要彼此激励。
The Bible says admonish, or that is warn one another.
圣经说你们要彼此告诫。
Scripture says submit to one another.
圣经说你们要彼此顺服。
The Bible says show hospitality to one another.
圣经说你们要彼此款待。
You see, if the community of believers is doing what the scripture says do, we will be comforting one another.
所以你们可以看到，如果这基督徒的这样的团体能够像圣经这样子来讲，这样教导，来彼此相待，我们就会成为彼此的安慰。
Now, I want to say something to a few of you.
我想对你们中间有些人讲。
You need to hear this.
你需要听这些。
We can't comfort you if you won't let us.
如果你不要让我们安慰，我们没有办法安慰你。
You understand?
你明白这个意思。
Some people would rather give than receive.
有些人真的是只愿意付出，不愿意接受。
They enjoy comforting others.
他们喜欢去安慰别人。
But somehow they don't let people get too close to them.
但是他们好像不希望人更加靠近他们。
So when believers we gather around to pray for them, they become resistant.
但所以当门徒们彼此相聚、彼此来祷告的时候，他们就开始抵触。
The Bible tells us to bear or carry one another's burdens.
这圣经告诉我们来同担彼此来同担这个重担。
But some of you will not allow the community.To help you carry your burden.
可是你们中间有些人不允许这一个教会团体来帮助你，来承担你的重担。
And so we have to be available to each other.
所以我们必须能够有时间来为彼此
to give and to receive
来能够付出也能够接受
one other thing one more thing
还有一件事情
we comfort through knowing the word of God
我们借着神的话语我们彼此安慰
we receive comfort as the community of believers responds according to scripture
我们当这个基督徒这个团体他们来回应圣经的教导的时候我们得到安慰
And then we receive comfort through the presence of the Holy Spirit
最后我们是借着圣灵的同在我们得到安慰
Do you remember the 14th chapter of John?
你们记不记得约翰福音第十四章
John says to his disciples,Let not your heart be troubled.
约翰福音说你们心里不要忧愁。
You believe in God, believe in me.
你们信上帝也当信我。
Now he's just told his disciples that he's leaving them.
他已经刚跟他自己的门徒说他要离开了。
They're shocked.
他们非常的震惊。
You can't leave us.
您不能离开我们。
We left our jobs and family to follow you.
我们是离开我们的工作，离开我们的亲人来跟随你。
You know, remember Thomas said, "Where are you going?"
你记不记得多马当时说你到哪里去
？Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled."
耶稣说你们心里不要忧愁。
You believe in God, believe also in me.
你们信上帝也当信我。
He says, "My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you, and I will come again and receive you to myself?"
好，我们一块来读第二节。在我父家里有许多住处，若是没有，我早就告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方的下一个我若去是为你们预备地方就必再来接你们到我那里去我在哪里叫你们也在哪里
Yeah, but what do we do between the time you leave and the time you come back for us?
那我们到底该干 在你离开我们还有你再来这个时刻我们到底要怎么办
There's a big gap of time. What are we to do?
这中间有一个这样时间的这样的空缺，这个我们到底该干什么？怎么办
？Jesus says, "I'm going to send you another comforter."
耶稣说，我要送给你们另外一个保惠师或者劝慰者。
Another comforter means he has been their comforter for these 3 years.
另外一个保惠师或者是护卫者实际上就是说他自己耶稣基督自己已经成为他们的护卫者有三年的时间了
You remember how he comforted them when the waves and winds seemed to be ready to overthrow their boat
你记不记得当他们自己这种狂风暴雨大海上的差点要把他们的船弄翻的时候神耶稣是怎么安慰他们的
In the midst of the storm he was there with themTo comfort them.
在那个狂风暴雨之中，耶稣与他们同在，安慰他们。
Now he says, "I'm going, but I'm sending another to be your comforter."
耶稣说，我要离开了，但是我要再给你们送另外一个这样的一个保惠师。
And that comforter is the Holy Spirit.
这一个保惠师就是圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.Comes to comfort us because in verse 26 of the 14th chapter he says, I am going to teach you all things.
Verse 26.
Go.
好，圣灵是我们的安慰者，是护卫者，保惠师，因为在26节他说。我要来教导你们，把一切的事情教导你们。
He says he's going to come and he's going to teach you everything you need to know, and he's going to remind you of what I've been teaching you.
他说他会来，他会教导你，并且要使你们想起我对你们所说的一切的话。
Anybody here beside me have a bad memory?
我们中间有没有人像我一样有坏的记忆，坏的记忆力？
Yeah, I left the house this morning without my computer and without my phone.
我今天早上离家的时候忘了带电脑，忘了带我的电话。
I'm dead in the water.
我就是好像整个死水一滩。
No, he says, you'll be inclined to forget, but the Holy Spirit's going to bring it to mind.
他说你可能会忘记，但是圣灵会提醒你。
Those verses that you memorized even as a child, they keep coming back, don't they?
你所背的很多的经文，特别在从甚至在孩童的时候做背的经文，都时经常会来提醒你。
It's been amazing to Colleen and me as we have ministered in nursing homes.With very old people.
我跟 Colin 两个人真的是已经常在花时间在养老院里边来服侍那些长辈们。
My wife would get up and sing a familiar hymn.
我太太就会站起来来唱一个大家熟悉的圣诗。
And some of the people sitting in their wheelchairs were obviously.
有些人很明显的是坐在他的自己轮椅上。
Very bad physical condition.
显然他们的这个整个身体状况有很大的问题。
You wonder if they even know anything that's going on.
你就在想他们到底知不知道这现在在发生的这些事情。
And Colleen would begin singing, "What a friend we have in Jesus."
耶稣那个Colleen 就开始唱，耶稣是我们亲爱的朋友。
And you'd see an old man sitting in the chair, wheelchair, shaking and.The drool, the slobber by his mouth.
你就看那些老人就一边的颤抖，嘴巴上都还流着口水，就一边唱。
He's not even looking up.
他甚至没有往上看。
But as "What a Friend in Jesus" is sung, you see his lips begin to move.
你看，当我们唱这个耶稣是我们亲爱的朋友，你就看到他嘴巴就在动。
Down inside, over the years, the truth has been planted.
就是说这个这么多年下去这个真理就扎根在他们心中。
I say to the folks, let's say John 3:16 out loud.
我跟那帮人说让我们一块来背约翰福音三章十六节。
I feel a little silly saying, let's say it out loud.
我当我跟他说大家大声一块来讲的时候我甚至觉得自己有点傻傻的。
I have no thought that they even hear me.
我甚至都不知道他们能不能听到我说。
But as I begin to quote the verse,
当我开始背这个经文的时候
I see their lips begin to move and form the words.
我看他们的嘴巴就开始动然后就开始有字出来。
We go slow.
我们读得很慢。
For God so loved the world. It's there.
他说神爱世人就在那里。
And I believe the Holy Spirit brings it to the front, and they remember the Scripture.
我相信圣灵就把他这些记忆把他引起来，他们记得上帝的话语。
He also says Jesus will, or the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth.
他也说这个圣灵也会引导我们进入一切真理，在第十六章十三节。
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall do what?
Set you free. 你们要认识真理的真理使得你们自由。
I don't want you to answer. You're supposed to know that. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
你必须认识真理，因为真理使得你怎么样？自由。
The bondage that holds us.
那些捆绑我们的这些东西。
The shackles of past sin.
还有我们过去罪所给这样的捆锁。
The crippling of our bad thinking.
使得我们瘫痪的那些所有的坏的思想。
The Holy Spirit says.I'm going to tell you the truth. And when you know the truth, you'll be comforted because you'll be set free.
圣灵说，我就要让你认识真理，因为当你认识真理的时候，你会得到安慰，因为你得到了自由。
And I want you to see this before we conclude.
在我们结束之前，我希望你们看到这些。
Here is the reason that people without Jesus Christ find no comfort.
这就是为什么当没有耶稣基督的时候，那些人没有安慰。
I think about the shooting yesterday that killed 3 people.
我就想到昨天的枪杀杀死三个人的这个事情。
A young 20-year-old fellow shows up with a rifle and begins shooting.
20岁的一个人，他就拿这个枪就出来，然后枪就来杀人。
And month after month, this kind of thing is being recorded.
这一个真是这个长期最近一直都有这样的事情。
These are deeply troubled people.
这是心中有很大问题的人。
And they don't know the truth that can set them free.
他们不知道这个可以使得他得到自由的这样的真理。
In their pain and anguish, there is no comfort that touches them.
在他们的痛苦，在他们的挣扎之中，没有安慰可以能够进到他心中。
But the Holy Spirit comes.
但是圣灵来。
That He might set us free.
他能够使得我们得自由。
And we might know the comfort of the companionship of Jesus Christ.
我们就知道，因为耶稣基督与我们同在，我们就得到安慰。
Now, I could end at this moment, and some of you would say, "Please do."
我可以马上就结束。你们中间可能有人说，快点。
But I would be unfair to you.
那我如果这样做就不够公平。
Because we have to see that the Scripture says, "The comfort with which you have been comforted is the comfort." You're to bring to others.
我们就要看这个经文上所说，你们所得的安慰将会成为别人的安慰。
That's not your effort to comfort, but you're passing on the comfort of the Word, of the community, and of the Holy Spirit.
而不是你自己的安慰去安慰别人，而是你把你所得到这一切安慰，把它给再传给别人，传给你。你所在的这样的群体。
He comforts us in all our troubles, so we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God.
我们一块来读。我们在一切患难中，他安慰我们，使我们能用上帝所赐的安慰去安慰那些遭各样患难的人。
Just want to tell you one story, and I'm done.
想给你们再讲一个故事，我就可以结束了。
Many, many years ago,
很多很多年以前
I moved back to Philadelphia from a seminary down the south.
我在南方读于神学院，然后我就搬回费城，搬回宾州。
I came back to finish my education at the seminary at Temple University.
我就回来在 Temple 这个学校继续来完成我的神学的这个学习。
When they learned that I was at the seminary, I say they, the people of the denomination, they asked if I would take 2 churches and become the pastor of those 2 little churches.
当我们这个宗派的这些领袖们知道我是在读神学院，已经要快毕业，他就让我来去做两个小教会的这个传道人。
They said we can't pay you much.
他说我不能给你们很多钱，不能给你。
But we will give you a place to live.
但是我可以给你一个地方住下来。
And all of your utilities are paid.
你所有的电费、水费都会付清。
And it's close enough that you can drive back and forth 3 or 4 days a week to get your education.
这样子你就可以来来回回走，所以你可以也得到教育，也受继续受教育。
Moved to the house and began to take the boxes and get them inside and, you know, unpack.
然后我们就搬到那个家里，然后进去之后就开始把箱子搬进去，然后准备来整理箱子。
A knock at the door.
有人就敲门。
A man comes in and says, "I wanted to welcome you as our new pastor."
有人就进来，他说我想欢迎你，你是我们的新牧师。
He was one of the leaders in the church.
他是这个教会中间的一个领袖之一。
He said, "I came to tell you that one of our young men, married with a couple of small children, dropped dead yesterday of a heart attack."
他说我想告诉你，我们中间有一个年轻人，他结婚了，有几个小孩子，昨天突然死掉了。
And they want you to have the funeral.
他们希望你过来主持葬礼。
At that point in my life, I don't think I'd been to 3 funerals.
在我那个时候，我生活那个时刻，我一共大概也没有去过大概三个葬礼。
I had not gotten to the place in seminary where they teach you how to do funerals.
我在神学院中间还没有学到如何来这样子主持葬礼。
Young man dropped dead yesterday.
一个年轻人昨天突然死去。
I have the funeral in 2 days.
我两天内就要有葬礼。
I was scared.
我真的是很害怕。
No idea what I was to do.
我不知道自己应该做什么。
He said, well, we need to go and visit with his wife.
他说你要去看看那个人的太太。
What do I say?
那我要说什么呢？
We went to the home.
我们就去了家里了。
The church leader went with me.
这个教会的领袖跟我一块去了。
I greeted her and we sat next to each other.
我向她问安，我就坐在她旁边。
And I took her hand.
我就抓住她的手。
And I didn't know what to say.
我不知道要说什么。
What does a good pastor do at a moment like this?
一个好牧师在这样的时刻要做什么？
So I sat there and quietly began going through the 23rd Psalm.
我就坐在那里安静的就开始读诗篇二十三篇。
Hoping I would remember it.
我也在盼望着我能够记得。
We sat there quietly and the church leader said, well, we'll have a word of prayer and I'll pray. And I thought, thank God, he's going to pray. I don't know what to do.
我们就坐那边安静的说，然后那个教会领袖说，好，我们感谢主，我们来做一个祷告。我就心里说，哇，真是感谢主，他愿意祷告，我真的不知道自己要怎么祷告。
We got up and left.
我们就站起来，然后就离开了。
Months went by and I began to know the people in the congregation.
几个月过去之后，我就逐渐对这个教会会众逐渐开始了解。
One day,The young lady whose husband died was leaving the church.
有一天，这一个她自己先生过世的这个年轻的妈妈，她当她离开教会的时候
，She was a fine Christian and continued worshiping regularly.
她是一个很好的基督徒，也继续参加敬拜。
She took my hand and shook it.
她抓着我的手来握手
，But she didn't let go.
但是不让我的手离开。
She said.I can't tell you what it meant to me to have you simply come and sit with me at the worst moment in my life.
他说我没有办法，我没有办法能够说足够的感谢，当在我生命中那最艰难的时刻，你来看我，跟我坐在一起。
And she said, "Thank you."
谢谢你，他说。
For reminding me.Of the 23rd Psalm.
谢谢你提醒我诗篇二十三篇。
I can tell you, friends, that's almost 60 years ago.
朋友，我想跟你讲，那是差不多六十年以前的事情。
But it's vivid in my mind today.
今天在我的脑海中一样的清晰。
Because I recognized and learned that often comfort comes simply by being.Present with a person.
因为我意识到，有的时候安慰就是在于你就跟那个人待在一起。
We don't have answers.
我们没有答案。
There's no simple phrase you can use that's not trivial or useless.
真的是没有什么话语你说出来可以，这不显得俗气，这不显得没有任何的帮助。
Just being present.
但是你就再待在那里
，and reminding her of the word of God，
来提醒她主的话语。
Thank you, she said.
她说谢谢你。
I'll never forget that.
我永远不会忘记。
There are some of you folks here.
你们中间有人在这个地方。
And you need to make yourself present to those whose burdens are heavy.
你们真的是需要跟那些他们生命中有困难的人，你们需要在他们
，Not because you have answers.
不是因为你们有答案。
Not because God has selected you to go in and cure the problem or trouble.
不是因为上帝呼召你、拣选你，让你去能解决一切的问题。
Just to be present and for the Holy Spirit to work through you.
就是与他们同在，让圣灵借着你来工作。
And to look to the Word of God.
来看读主的话语。
That as God has comforted you.
因为就像上帝安慰了你一样。
You can comfort others.
你能够安慰别人。
Is this a community of comfort?
我们这个是不是给彼此安慰的这样的一个团体？
How do you help this community to extend comfort to those who are in trouble?
你们如何能够帮助我们现在这个团体可以去能够去安慰那些现在在苦难之中的人？
Let's pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Heavenly Father, I thank you that you comfort us.
天父，我们感谢你，你安慰了我们。
You are the God of compassion and all comfort.
你是有怜悯也赐各样安慰的神。
We have been troubled.
我们在苦难之中。
And our troubles have not gone away.
我们的苦难没有离我们而去。
We still struggle with many things.
我们仍然在为各样的事情挣扎。
But in the midst of it, you are with us.
但在这种苦难之中，你与我们同在。
The Word of God witnesses to this truth.
神的话语就是来见证这样的真理。
As we struggle, the community of believers comes around us to pray and love us.
在我们挣扎的时候，当这个基督徒的这样的团体来在我们身边，跟我们一块来祷告，来爱我们。
And as we open our heart, the Holy Spirit is at work in us.
当我们敞开心的时候，圣灵就在我们里边工作。
To assure us that God will never leave us nor forsake us.
来给我们如此的确据，上帝不会离开我们，不会抛弃我们。
That He is with us always.
他会永远与我们同在。
Even when we don't feel His presence,
哪怕是我们感受不到他的同在。
We read the Word and we are reminded of His faithfulness.
我们读主的话语，我们就被提醒他是信实的。
Thank you, Father.
天父，感谢你。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名祷告。